News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. This is what it sounded like in Parliament this morning. That's because the last 72 hours have been packed with political drama. We went into the weekend thinking Maharashtra was just hours away from getting a chief minister. Uddhav Thackeray and Sharad Pawar had just had talks with the Congress. The three parties, the Shiva Sena, the NCP and the Congress, seemed inches away from staking claim to forming government in Maharashtra. But within 12 hours, the world had changed. Yes, Maharashtra had a chief minister, but it wasn't Uddhav Thackeray or Sharad Pawar or even a consensus candidate. Today on Drive Through, the Maha twist in the tale. BJP's Devendra Fadnavis was sworn in as chief minister for a second term on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. By his side, Ajit Pawar, Sharad Pawar's nephew and the NCP's LLP, the leader of the party in the assembly. Everyone was caught napping. Not just the newspapers, but the netas, or so it seemed. Because what seemed at 8 a.m. like a BJP-NCP government taking charge became infinitely more complicated by 1 p.m. That's when Sharad Pawar came out and held a press conference with Uddhav Thackeray. Until then, NCP leaders were treading cautiously. The party they had been attacking until the day before suddenly seemed to be in alliance and in government with them. Did Ajit Pawar have Sharad Pawar's blessing to jump into bed with the BJP? Or was this a palace coup against his uncle? Then Sharad Pawar finally came out and said he was not in support of the alliance with the BJP and Ajit Pawar had acted on his own. There were allegations of blackmail thrown around, claims that Ajit Pawar was promised the CM's post in rotation with Fadnavis. Then some of the NCP MLAs who were believed to be supporting Ajit Pawar came back to Sharad Pawar. Some of them even said they didn't know they were being taken to Raj Bhavan in the morning. They realized what was going on only when the oath-taking ceremony started. Right. Anyway, it all boils down to the numbers at the end of the day. How many MLAs does the Fadnavis Ajit Pawar camp have? And how many does the Sharad Pawar Shiv Sena Congress camp have? Today in the Supreme Court, because of course the matter is before the Supreme Court, I mean, the courts weighing in on election verdicts seems to be the new normal in India. Today, in courtroom number 2 in the Supreme Court, the BJP side claimed they had the support of 170 MLAs, including 54 from the NCP. That means they're claiming to have the support of all 54 NCP MLAs who won the assembly elections, despite the fact that most of them seem to be with Sharad Pawar, not with Ajit Pawar and the BJP. How does that work? Well, as the leader of the legislative party for the NCP, Ajit Pawar essentially controls its MLAs. The Supreme Court was told today that Ajit Pawar handed over a letter to the governor of Maharashtra claiming the support of 54 MLAs on Friday. It's on the basis of this letter that the governor apparently asked for President's rule to be revoked and wrote to Fadnavis to form government, which was all in place by 8 a.m. Saturday. Okay, let's take a moment to admire the speed at which things fell into place here. A month has passed since election results in Maharashtra. President's rule was underway. But apparently, a Friday night letter can still result in a Saturday morning swearing in. Maharashtra just shot straight to the top of the charts in ease of doing business. But are the numbers adding up? No. The NCP, Sharad Pawar's NCP, insists it has the support of more than 50 MLAs. Today, the Shiv Sena, the Congress and the NCP submitted a letter to the Maharashtra governor with the signatures of 162 MLAs. That includes 51 NCP MLAs, which means all but three, basically, Ajit Pawar and two others. Now, the Supreme Court is meant to deliver its verdict tomorrow on the Maharashtra government formation. Will it order a floor test? If it does, the question is, who controls the NCP? Will Ajit Pawar's status as the LLP or the NCP's leader in the assembly still stand, even though Sharad Pawar has now removed him from the post? If Ajit Pawar stays LLP and issues a whip to NCP MLAs, and if they defy that whip, will they be disqualified? On the other hand, does the rule book even matter anymore? Today in Parliament, the Congress called it the murder of democracy.
What we're seeing here is a murder of democracy. We've seen tomorrow's Constitution Day. We're supposed to be celebrating the Constitution, but the spirit of the Constitution has been shamefully violated.
The BJP has not bothered to address questions over why President's rule was revoked at 5:47 a.m. or why the cloak and dagger swearing in. It's sticking to its tried and tested tactic of attacking the opposition.
We have murdered democracy. Come on, what are you saying? The entire mandate of Maharashtra Vidhan Sabha was for the BJP and Shiv Sena, the Congress party. And Shiv Sena ditched a 30-year-old alliance for pure opportunism. Who has murdered democracy?
Now, wherever you stand on the who murdered democracy question, one thing is for sure. The political narrative has shifted from where it stood on Friday, the state of affairs in Kashmir and the murky business of electoral bonds, to the Maharashtra drama. The conspiracy theory machine is working faster than the governor's fax machine. Is Sharad Pawar engineering all of this so that he ends up controlling the state government while still keeping his secular halo intact? Is it really a rebellion by Ajit Pawar against his uncle or a well-planned conspiracy? If so, is the BJP in the know? They'd hardly swear in a CM and a deputy CM without being certain of their ground, would they? If Ajit Pawar ends up splitting the party, who will follow him and who will follow his uncle? And will the newborn government survive? How much did the Shiv Sena know? Or how much did they suspect? And can they still turn this around? The Congress, for one, appears to be far happier taking the moral high ground than actually getting its hands dirty. After all, Parliament protests are easier than taking a decision on supporting the saffron Shiv Sena. At the end of the day, one Twitter user summed it up in exactly one word. Not Maharashtra, but Mahaharashtra. Absolutely. Except the joke's on us. Think about it. I'm Shaini Iyer. Drive-Thru will be back tomorrow.
News 18 Drive-Thru with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.